USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is keeping up the push to do away with the Affordable Care Act.
It's too expensive. The premiums are too expensive. People are going broke trying to pay for it.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says the law needs fixing, but it shouldn't be scrapped.
I guess their estimation is it's better not to fix something because you have nothing else to complain about. This is the people's life and death. This is health care. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous what they're doing.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham tells the AP Attorney General William Barr should have the Mueller-Russia report ready next month.
The Attorney General is going through the report now to take out grand jury information that can't be disclosed by law. He wants to make sure that there's nothing going to be released to the public or the Congress that would classified information that hurt sources and methods.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they could help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
He's already facing life in prison for killing one person and injuring 30 others when he drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. James Alex Fields, Jr. has pleaded guilty to federal hate crimes. His attorney, Thomas Collins, says his prosecutors agreed to take the federal death penalty off the table, in part to spare the victims from having to endure another trial.
Any time that you can save victims from having to go through a trial a second time, you recognize the benefit of a life sentence.
Fields will be sentenced in both cases in July. Also, in a Wisconsin court, Jake Patterson pleads guilty to kidnapping 13-year-old Jenny Kloss after first killing her parents last October.
I understand that if the court felt justice required, I could impose two life sentences consecutively with a 40-year sentence consecutive.
Yes.
Knowing that, do you still choose to plead guilty?
Yes.
Kloss was held for 88 days before she escaped in January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Some tech experts are saying new strict internet rules abroad could be spreading to the U.S. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
After the European Parliament approved the EU copyright directive on Tuesday morning, the controversial and complicated overhaul of copyright rules in the EU will cause major ripple effects around the world and could change the internet for good. There was huge opposition to the directive from both digital media giants who fear the new law will undermine their business models and from ordinary users who've protested in the hundreds of thousands. At the heart of the heated debate, Articles 11 and 13, the first has been dubbed as a link tax, whereby websites will pay a fee for printing excerpts of news stories or linking to them. The latter requires digital platforms like YouTube and Facebook to take active measures to ensure there are no copyright infringements on any uploaded content. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao weighed in on the safety of air travel before a Senate panel hearing following two fatal crashes involving Boeing MAX aircraft since October. Chao tells the Senate committee she's not sure why the FAA didn't require Boeing to install some safety features in the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft, features that could have prevented the deadly crashes.
It is very questionable if these were safety-oriented additions, why they were not part of the required template.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.